Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Shoftim, the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Zayin, beginning in Pasuk Ches, that whenever a matter arises in any matter of halacha, we must go to the judges and to the Talmidei Chachamim to ask their opinion and to ask their psak. And the Torah says in Pasuk Yud Aleph that we must listen to them. Al pi haTorah asher yorucha ve'al mishpat asher yomrulacha ta'aseh, whatever they teach you, and whatever they paskin, you must do. Lo sasur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha yamin usmol. You may not turn aside from what they tell you to the right or to the left. And these last words, lo sasur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha yamin usmol, you may not turn away from what they tell you. These words have been the subject of discussion and debate from the Medrash and the Gemara and the Mefarshim all the way until today. Must I listen to the Chachamim even when I know them to be wrong? The Talmud Yerushalmi, in the very beginning of Maseches Horio, says, no. If they tell you that right is left and left is right, then you do not have to listen to them. That's the Yerushalmi. But the Sifri says something else, and it's quoted on our Pasuk by Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105. Rashi says that even if they tell you that right is left and left is right, you must listen to them. That's Rashi. But the exact language of the Sifri is a little bit different. The Medrash doesn't say, even if they tell you that right is left and left is right, you must listen to them. The Medrash says, "Va'afilu nirin be'enecha," even if it seems in your eyes, if it seems to you that they are telling you left is right and right is left, still you must listen to the Dayanim and to the Shoftim and to the Talmidei Chachamim. The Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, says that the Medrash and Rashi are actually the same. The Ramban explains that Rashi agrees with the Medrash. He says that what Rashi means is, afilu tachshov belibcha shehem toim, even if you think in your heart, even if the matter is as clear to you that they are incorrect, and you are so clear about that, as clear, says the Ramban, as knowing which is your right hand and which is your left hand, still you must know that you are not correct, and you must listen to them. There is so much more to say on this very challenging and very important topic. For today's brief FMT, I'd like to share a beautiful perspective given by Rav Yaakov Galinsky, who died in 2014. Rav Galinsky was a major Talmud Chacham, and he was a Magid in Yerushalayim. Many of his shiurim have been collected and published in Svarim called Vihigadata. And this is found in the Sefer Vihigadata on Sefer Dvarim on our Pasuk. Rav Galinsky is bothered by the fact that the Torah seems to be asking me to be untruthful to myself. How am I supposed to go against something that is so obvious to me, as obvious as knowing the difference between my left hand and my right hand? Rav Galinsky says that if you are giving someone directions to go to a certain place, the best thing to do would be to tell them, head south until that street, and then head west, etc. That's a better way to give directions than saying, make a right over here and make a left over there. Why? Because if you say north or south or whatever, it doesn't matter which way they're facing, and it doesn't matter which direction they're coming from. But if you say make a right, they may accidentally go in the opposite direction if they were coming from the opposite direction. And with that mashal, Rav Galinsky notes that the Torah does not say you may not turn aside from what they tell you to the north or to the south. Rather, the Torah says you may not turn aside from what they tell you to the right or to the left. And what that means is, if I'm standing in opposition to the Talmidei Chachamim, if I am standing against them, so to speak, then their right hand is my left, and my left is their right. But if I stand next to them, if I stand beside them, if I face the same direction as them, if I work to see the world from their perspective, then their right is my right and their left is my left. It is very healthy and very important to question and to delve into the Torah and to the halacha. And when we come upon a situation where a Talmid Chacham knows more than we do, the best thing we can do is to stand beside them, so to speak, to see the world and to see the Torah from their perspective. And when we do that, we will often find that our right and our left are quite in sync with their right and with their left. Have an amazing day, everyone!